Number 1. Good morning. This is Tom Alexander at World Travel Agency. Is Mr. Collins there?
No, he's out to lunch. May I take a message?
Where is Mr. Collins now? Number 2. Tickets are $10 for adults. Children's tickets are half price.
Okay, I'd like 2 adults and 2 children's tickets, please.
How much did the woman pay for the tickets? Number 3. Has Jack returned from America?
He has been back here for 3 days now, before he is sent to Europe.
Where is Jack now? Number 4. Excuse me, would you please tell me when the next train to London will arrive?
I'm sorry to tell you that the train is behind schedule. You will have to wait another 30 minutes.
What do we learn from the conversation? Number 5. I'm awfully sorry that you couldn't come to dinner with us at that new Chinese restaurant last week. The food was wonderful, the atmosphere was warm, and we all agreed that you should have been there too.
I'm sorry too, but I just didn't feel up to it. I had a terrible cold and thought I'd be better off just staying at home.
When did the man go to dinner?
Number 6. Here's your change.
Excuse me, miss. You gave me $3 in change. My bill was $16.20 and I gave you $20.
How much should the man get in change?
Number 7. Shall we have an English test this afternoon?
No, it's postponed because the teacher has to attend a meeting.
What can we learn from the conversation? Number 8. Have you seen Mr. Smith?
No, I haven't seen him since the day before yesterday.
When did the woman last see Mr. Smith?
Number 9. Let's go into the shoe store. I need some shoes to match my new dress.
It's a good idea. I'm so tired from shopping that I will be glad to sit down, but I don't need any shoes.
What conclusion can be drawn from the conversation?
Number 10. I live in Los Angeles. Where do you live?
I'm now living in Chicago, Illinois. I used to live in Tokyo, the capital of Japan.
Where did the woman live?
The art of cooking has been developed over many thousands of years. In the distant past, our ancestors ate raw meat. They didn't know how to cook their food. Some specialists believe that it was forest fires that first introduced man to the art of cooking. Forest fires were sometimes started by storms and people ran away. When they returned, they found that the animals which were caught in the fires and could not escape were cooked, and that the cooked meat tasted much better than raw meat. From this, man began to realize that cooking made his food more tasty. Then they learned how to make fires and how to cook their food. However, they still did not know how to flavor it. One theory is that many years ago, some people who lived in a coastal area killed an animal on the seashore. They left the dead animal there for some time. The salt from the seawater covered the animal, and later, when the meat was cooked, it had a very good taste. In time, man learned to collect salt to flavor his food. The discovery of cooking and flavoring played a very important part in the development of man and of human society. The fact that man no longer ate raw meat made him different from other animals. Cooking and flavoring made food more healthy. Cooked food helped people to improve the condition of their minds and bodies, develop their productive abilities, and move towards a state of civilization.